You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Thursday, the final day of the month of September, the great month of September. That it is. As we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side, Scott Unash with you as Spencer on the other side of the glass, Andrew on the other side of the glass. It's are we that needy of two people? No, don't answer that question. Don't answer that question. Spencer is shaking his head. I don't blame you one bit, sir. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in just a moment from his home on the southwest side. We have got a very good show for you coming up today on this Thursday. We're going to talk Maryland football. Jeff Ehrman, who covers the Terps, going to join us tomorrow night. We're just a little bit over 24 hours away. That is still unusual to say, but it is a Friday night game, as it will be Iowa and Maryland coming up tomorrow evening. And that from College Park, getting underway. I believe it's 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and we'll talk about that. We'll get the Maryland view on it coming up. Bowling Night in America wrap-up, and a whole lot more coming up on the program here today. 319-366-1600, that is the text line. You can also reach us via the phone line at 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream, the mobile app, and your smart speaker. And Mark joins me here from the southwest side on a very, very nice Thursday. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Hope everyone out there is as well. And, yeah, you mentioned Iowa, Maryland tomorrow night. Consequently, we will not have a Before the Boom pregame show. We'll talk a lot about it on local programming tomorrow, our show, and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Meanwhile, oh, baby, let's go.
Oh, baby. Yeah, that's I think, yes, we've got that. We've got some breaking bowling news coming up as well. We're gonna save that, though. We're going to save that until Bowling Night in America recap. How's that? We're going to have people. I mean, our numbers are going to go skyrocketing before 4 o'clock here today. But yeah, you mentioned the big story of the day, and it comes out of Cedar Falls. Our friend Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers for 30 years, in his 30th year, made the announcement today that he is going to leave as far as the play-by-play voice chair is concerned for UNI after the men's basketball season wraps up, which we hope will be a very, very solid season getting to the NCAA tournament in 2021-2022. But Gary's been doing this for 30 years. He has been closely associated with the University of Northern Iowa. Sons played baseball at the University of Northern Iowa. Yeah, yes, kids, you and I had a baseball program at one time. I think that still ruffles Gary's feathers a little bit, but at any rate, this will be his last football campaign, and his last men's basketball go of it will be coming up. And I'm not sure of the exact age of Gary. I've been trying to find that. He's very good at hiding that, apparently. But whatever age he is, Gary, it looks really good and probably could do this for a lot longer, but he has said that he wants to spend time with his wife and his 10 grandkids, and I don't blame Gary for that.
No, certainly not. I mean, Gary started his broadcasting career the year I graduated from high school in 1974. Perhaps he started when he was two. I don't know. But he's been at this a long time, but certainly a fixture in Iowa. You mentioned nearly 30 years, football, men's basketball, and a little baseball. And Gary got a place in Florida last year, spent some time there and back here. But each and every time he was on our show, and I think Todd and Alex would agree because he was on their show frequently as well, just brought a lot of enthusiasm about Northern Iowa and the Missouri Valley Conference, and really passionate about what he did. And he was on the call of so many tremendous games, whether it be football or basketball. The Farouk Maness shot against Kansas. The double block field goal when Northern Iowa went to Iowa. I'm sure you can go back on YouTube and get some of Gary's calls, but they will be missed.
The 1AA National Championship football game, UNI and Appy State, when Appy State was a part of the FCS, I should say. The half-court shot in basketball for the NCAA tournament. There have been some great ones. There have been a few that, you know, Gary would have loved to have seen go the other way. The double block, as you mentioned. The last 2 minutes, or last minute, basically, of the second round NCAA game. Some terrific things that he has had the privilege to call over the years. And we'll get Gary on again before he sets sails and rides off into the sunset, and get his thoughts on a career well spent for Gary. A lot of people don't remember Gary. I first met Gary when he was the sports director up in Olwine at KOEL in Olwine.
Right.
Back in the day. And, you know, those different times, obviously, but that was a huge sports station in Northeast Iowa, was KOEL. And now not quite as much, but that's where he got his start and made his name for himself, and ended up getting that job back in the early 90s as far as the play-by-play voice of UNI football and basketball. And man alive, he has brought it from pretty much a regional broadcast to affiliated now with part of the Learfield sports empire. That is college athletics and college radio, if you will. Oversaw that and has been lockstep with you and I every step of the way as far as moving up in the world. And done a great, great job, and he definitely is going to be missed.
Yeah, and he had so many, as many announcers do, the coin phrases, the oh baby, and kaboom when a UNI Panther hit a three-pointer. And I think we had a lot realized he was a native of Strawberry Point up there in eastern Iowa. I know we have listeners up there, and those who probably remember him both in Strawberry Point and Olwine. But he had his own talk show on Press Row that unfortunately coincided with the timing of our show, so we really couldn't tune in and listen to what Gary had to say. But he was very generous of his time to come on KGYM many, many times.
Yeah, and we will miss Gary, and we wish him the best as he gets ready to set sail as far as his retirement is concerned. 319-366-1600 if you have remembrances of Gary and some of his great calls over the years. Yeah, I don't think there's anything better than the Ali Farouk Maness game against Kansas. I think that is always going to go down as the top as far as games that Gary had to call. We all have our games that
That was the biggest kaboom, right?
That was a kaboom and a half. That was the kaboom heard around the world. Around the country, certainly, that particular game right there. But, yes, hats off to Gary, and we wish him the best. He's still got a football season to get through of what you and I hopes will be a run to the postseason, and then, obviously, the basketball season. Everybody really excited about UNI basketball coming up in 2021-2022 with A.J. Green and most of the team and most of the scoring coming back. As I mentioned, Jeff Ehrman is going to join us, and we will talk Maryland football coming up in just a little bit. Other news today, the ongoing saga of As the Conferences Turn took another turn today as two teams from the Mountain West, Boise State and San Diego State, apparently being sought by the AAC, not the Atlantic Coast Conference, but the American Athletic Conference, have now told the AAC, thanks, but no thanks. I think we're going to stick in the Mountain West, and we think someday we are going to be joining a little bit bigger conference than what you have to offer. We're hoping for the Pac-12 or the Big 12 down the line.
I think you're spot on there, and I didn't like the move. It didn't make much sense to me for either one of those teams to move to the AAC. It's still courting, Air Force and Colorado State?
Correct, yeah.
And that league, and Air Force has kind of pushed all the chips in on that. We'll see how that transpires, but no, I think you're spot on about, for the time being, staying in the Mountain West and hoping for a bit extended by the Pac-12.
Well, Air Force, they want to play Navy in all sports. That would be the big draw for them to go to the AAC. But you take a look at Boise and especially San Diego State, it makes zero sense.
Right.
From a financial and fiscal standpoint, because you're going – how about a trip for, you know, the tennis team or whatever the case may be from Boise to – you know, the East Coast to play whomever, South Florida or whatever the case may be or what have you. It just economically, it makes no sense to join the AAC if you are Boise State. Less sense if you're San Diego State going from one coast to the other coast, especially in football. You're going to have to, like I said, it makes no sense as far as economics are concerned.
Well, it might have boosted the profile on either football or basketball, what have you, depending on the year of the AAC. But geographically, I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. And I'm not surprised in the least that these two schools made this decision.
No, I would not. In fact, I think it's going to be a great decision. And who knows? We are never going to be done, I think, with conference realignment. I think I'm right on that because it's going to be an ongoing situation. It's never going to stop. Who in their right mind 2 years ago, 12 months ago, 6 months ago thought that Texas and Oklahoma were going to be in the SEC in a few years? I don't think anybody thought that.
Yeah, and there was a time that nobody believed Penn State would be in the Big Ten or Nebraska would leave the Big 8 or Big 12 to join the Big Ten. So anything's possible, obviously. And I think at one point we will reach the end of expansion, but I think it's a ways down the road.
319-366-1600. As we come your way here in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Great to have you with us here today. Jeff Ehrman covers the Maryland Terrapins for 24/7 Sports is going to be joining us. And, we'll take a look ahead to tomorrow's Iowa and Maryland game. A lot more on that coming up. Not to take anything away from your scoreboard or anything like that, Mark, but the streak was broken last night, but they have started a new streak as the Cardinals have beaten the Brewers today. And yeah, how the Cardinals are in the playoffs. They made a little noise today by announcing, and we were talking about this at bowling last night with the several Cardinal fans that are on the bowling team, Bruner, that who is going to start that wild card playoff game? Who would you give the ball to? And we all were in agreement that it should be the veteran Adam Wainwright, and that was announced today. Adam Wainwright is going to start the wild card playoff game next Wednesday for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting to see how the Cardinals do in the postseason because we know right now at this minute they would play the Dodgers, could play the Giants, and then should it get past either one of those, it gets the other one. I mean, two teams with they're probably going to end up with 105 or more victories. The Cardinals have certainly gotten hot, winning 17 in a row, longest National League winning streak since 1937. And it's back on the horse again today. I think it's going to be fascinating to see.
It is. And by the way, with the Braves winning again last night, it is not mathematically over, but it is over. That the Braves are going to be the National League Eastern Division champions. So you will have the Braves and the Brewers going at it, and then you will have the giant Dodger non-survivor going up against the Cardinals. Right now, the Giants own a two-game lead over the Dodgers, entering play today in the National League West. So, Dodgers, Cardinals, perhaps it's going to be a stretch to see St. Louis knock off the Dodgers. Tell you what, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm very happy right now. It's a one-game winner-take-all instead of a best two out of three. You can take all of that you can get as far as one game. Hey, you throw all the chips under the middle of the table. Any other cliche you want to pull out at this point, but you've got a lot better shot at winning a one-game situation than you do a series.
Yeah, and we've seen wild card teams do quite well in the postseason in recent years. And not that the Cardinals will overtake the Dodgers and or the Giants, but it's quite possible. If I'm the Cardinals, I want a one-gamer. Maybe try to beat Walker Buehler or whoever the Dodgers trot out there. But hopefully we're going to effort Cal Eldred, the Kansas City Royals pitching coach, to talk playoffs next week. And once he gets back in town, that being Mount Vernon, and to get his take. And by the way, the Royals playing winning baseball since the All-Star break. And Salvador Perez leads in two legs of the Triple Crown. Nice stories in Kansas City.
It is. And Sal Perez should get, I don't think there's any doubt that Salvador Perez should be getting some MVP votes. He's going to get some third place votes. You know that. Otani and Guerrero are going to be the top two. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But Salvador Perez, any other year, would be your American League most valuable player. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
The problem is the Royals are in fourth place in the division.
Watching
don't
the
have
Angels.
A winning record. And as a writer, I don't know how I would factor that in. Vlad Guerrero is certainly playing on a playoff team. Otani is not. But people are just infatuated by the fact he's pitching and hitting. But yeah, he has 45 home runs. You can't take that away from him. But folks, he's been pitching for 2 years. It's nothing new.
319-366-1600 at 322 here on the Gym Class, Thursday edition here on KGYM. We'll get you an email side away scoreboard coming up in just a little bit. And we will talk with Jeff Ehrman from 24/7 Sports, covers the Maryland Terrapins. We'll do that as well as a Bowling Night in America wrap up and some bowling news as well. It was a very unusual night on the lanes last night, and we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But we've got the sixth week of the high school season getting underway tonight as far as high school football. Pretty big game out of Kingston Stadium coming up tonight. Ninth rated in 4A, Clear Creek Amana coming to town to up 380 to take on the Washington Warriors tonight. CRM Live Sports will be out there. John and myself, 7:15 tonight. Check it out at CRM Live Sports on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. We'll have the call for you tonight. Washington homecoming this evening. And Warriors, I'm not going to count this as a must-win game, but as far as their playoff chances are concerned, they'd be a lot better with a victory tonight. And Clear Creek Amana would go to 2-0 for Coach Hattie in his first year with the Clippers. Our friend Matt Hattie has done a great job so far with a 4-1 start. And Clear Creek Amana, a team that can put up a lot of points. So there should be a very, very interesting game coming up tonight on a beautiful Thursday night at Kingston Stadium.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's interesting, Washington's situation, having dropped down to Class 4A and facing almost new opponents every week. And Clear Creek Amana is one of those. A very strong team and has had a very good season. Washington got off to a strong start, has kind of sputtered here a little bit. But I expect it to be a good game. Hope folks can tune into your broadcast.
Also tonight here on KGYM, beginning at 7 o'clock, we've got Thursday Night Football on three of our four frequencies. It'll be the battle of the last two number one draft choice quarterbacks, as it'll be Joe Burrow in Cincinnati at home looking to go to 3-1, taking on the Ofer, Urban Meyer-led Trevor Lawrence quarterbacked Jacksonville Jaguars coming up tonight from the Queen City in Cincinnati. That is at 7 o'clock, and we also have coming your way tonight on 107.5 FM Twins Baseball. That will get started at 6 o'clock on the Jim OT, 107.5 FM. One more time for Minnesota and Detroit going at it from Target Field tonight.
The NFL game is subject of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Thank you to Steve Anderson and his team in Iowa City. Will Urban Meyer get his first NFL victory tonight in Cincinnati? Yes or no? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
Our frequent golf partner is hoping not.
Listen, I've been wrong about a lot of things over my life, but I think Cincinnati's pretty good, and I love Joe Burrow.
If they can keep him upright, Joe Burrow can lead that team to the playoffs, especially with Pittsburgh struggling right now. It's a tough division. Baltimore is good. Cleveland is good. We'll see about Pittsburgh. Is Roethlisberger okay? And even if he is okay, does he have any magic left? We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But Cincinnati is playing pretty good football. Pretty good football.
Yeah, Mark, why do you say that when Cincinnati's only losses to the Bears? I don't know. I just think they're pretty good.
That was the Dalton-led Bears.
It was.
The Dalton-led Bears. Hey, you don't think Andy Dalton had some had a little venom to try to get back in the Cincinnati Bengals? See Tom Brady Sunday night as he goes to Foxborough to take on his former coach and former teammates and former organization. Tom Brady is going to want to, like we said yesterday, going to want to win that one 72-0 if he can. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well at 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman coming up in just a little bit, but we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And what do we have on the scoreboard today?
A very full scoreboard today, Scott. You mentioned Tom Brady. It was 20 years ago today. Tom Brady made his first start at quarterback in the National Football League. He, with the Patriots, defeated Peyton Manning and the Colts 44-13. And should Brady beat New England and Bill Belichick this weekend, it will be the 100th different coach that Brady will have defeated in the National Football League. Colin Ray, the Cascade, Iowa native, has been promoted to Milwaukee. Not sure what kind of work he will get there as the season is coming to a close, but Ray has appeared in 27 major league games during the course of his career. In golf news, they're playing the Sanderson Farms Championship right now in Mississippi. Zach Johnson triple bogeyed his first hole,
aye,
but fought back to shoot a one over par 73. 12:45 tee time tomorrow. He has work to do. Right now, the lead being held by Saeed Theegala, young 23-year-old, college star at Pepperdine, getting his career started and off to a fantastic start at this tournament. A couple other items. Jim Bones Mackay, who for 25 years caddied for Phil Mickelson on the PGA Tour, has hooked up with Justin Thomas. Thomas's caddy, Jimmy Johnson, being sent to the sidelines. Mackay in, and his NBC career, after 4 years, is done. And finally, Bryson DeChambeau, fresh off a Ryder Cup championship, is into the round of 32. At the National Long Drive competition out there in Nevada. He will try to get into the final 16 later on today.
I really want to know if Bryson's swing's going to be messed up due to swinging as hard as he has to swing now to advance.
Swings hard anyway.
Well, I know that, but these guys, you're right. Bryson DeChambeau swings hard. Something like 216 mile per hour club head speed. But did you see what the average is for the guys that are ahead of him in the National Long Drive Championship?
Oh, yeah, they're swinging out of their shoes.
230, 235 miles per hour. So you take Bryson and add 20 more miles per hour to that. And I'm a little worried about Bryson after this. This may mess things up.
The prolonged drivers are using longer drivers as well.
True.
And I don't think DeChambeau is, but it's kind of impressive to move into the round of 32. I think 80 drivers started this competition.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason those guys aren't on the PGA Tour. I mean, they can hit it a long way. Now, some of them are pretty good golfers. A lot of them, you know, take away the driver and things get a little questionable after that. But we shall see. That's a bad way to start your year with a triple.
Yeah.
That's
but
just...
as we've seen, so many golfers are capable of comebacks, and Zach played 2 under the rest of the way. But, again, he'll have work to do tomorrow to play the weekend.
Speaking of Emil's Hideaway, of course, tomorrow we will have your chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, as Mark and I will be joined by Dave tomorrow, and you can hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you will get a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. That comes up tomorrow. We're going to take a break. Come back, Jeff Ehrman, to join us, and we'll talk Maryland football when we come back.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition, the comforting feel of your big, cozy sweater, with a rich fragrance of secret recipe treats trailing from the oven. These are the things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertine & Stocker as a family business true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising, they still offer a layaway program. Just put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. That's tradition, too. During fall, as you enjoy crisp apples, warm candles, and begin your holiday shopping, stop and see what's shining in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey, made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky. Explore more at cedarridgewhiskey.com.
Lots of places are hiring now, but Midwest Metal Products is where you want to be. Family owned for over 55 years, they have second and third shift production openings, painters and powder coaters, as well as several other positions. Great starting wage, great benefits, including profit sharing, an air-conditioned shop, and on-the-job training. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required. Equal opportunity employer. Apply online at MidwestMetalProducts.biz.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:33 here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hoping to get caught up with Jeff Ehrman coming up here in the next couple minutes. Spencer is efforting. Andrew is assisting. Is this correct? All right. We are efforting. Would you like me to text? Would you like me to text Mr. Ehrman? All right, very good. We will do that. We'll give him a little bit of a reminder here. And maybe there's breaking news in Maryland. I don't know. Is this the? We don't know, Mark. Maybe he's out covering something.
I don't know. I'm not sure about this breaking bowling news either. But people are listening and interested to hear about it. I may be the, you know, one of the first to know as well, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was news last night and a little bit of news today. We
can
don't.
You gamble? Can you gamble on bowling now?
Sure, I suppose. Not, you know, nationally, but if you're out there.
Not at the books, but yeah.
If you're out there, please do not gamble on Scott, because I am. And if you bowled, if you gambled on any of us last night, you were in bad shape. Let me just say that. 319-366-1600. As we're going to get Jeff Ehrman, who covers the Maryland Terrapins, to join us here in just a little bit. We got Iowa, Maryland. We got Iowa State and Kansas coming up on Saturday night in Ames. Iowa State trying to get back on the winning track before a bye week for the Cyclones. That will be coming up on the 9th of October before Iowa State gets back into it. So have your opportunity to do that. Give them another call. We are good. We have made contact. How's
we
this
have liftoff.
How's this for great radio, huh? How is this? Happy Gilmore is not in the round of 16, Cyclone Tim. That's for the National Long Drive Championships. He is not. He is not.
Okay.
All right. We're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman coming up here in a moment. Maybe you have a wrong number. You got the right number? Now we got people looking at each other. Yeah, we got it. All right, very good. We're going to talk Maryland football coming up here in just a moment. 319-366-1600. 1405 lets me know. I could have been right. It may be Bryson's at 130 for clubhead speed. The other guys are in their 140s. 240 would be pretty. That would be outstanding.
That'd be insane.
It would be. I could be wrong on that. I caught that on the Sports Center, and my brain might not have been translating correctly to my mouth. It's happened before. All right, 3:36. Jeff Ehrman joining us, so covers Maryland Terrapins for 24/7 Sports. Kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa. And Jeff, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And well, tell you what, I don't know if the folks that scheduled this game for a Friday night thought it was going to be this much on the line when they put it from a Saturday to a Friday, but here we are, and I think this one's got a little bit of intrigue and maybe a lot of intrigue tomorrow night.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well for the TV guy, didn't it? It's a lot of intrigue, you know, 2-4-0 teams. Nobody quite knows if they're as good as their records or the hype surrounding them. Huge game for Maryland, which hasn't beaten a ranked team in forever and has a chance for, you know, this would be a not just a big win for the season, but a program-building kind of win for a program that's really been down for several years now. Obviously, for Iowa, it's a chance to stay perfect. But, you know, for Maryland, this is one that, you know, it's kind of viewed as a transformational kind of opportunity. So Iowa's a tough test. Obviously, it should be a really entertaining, close game, I think.
Jeff, what's it been like this week? What will the atmosphere be like on a Friday night out there in such a big game?
I think the atmosphere will be pretty lively. You know, Maryland fans are slow to dip their toe back in the pool after the way things have gone in recent years. So, you know, I was a little surprised to see ticket sales weren't quite what I expected. But I think by Friday, and also the other thing is it's hard to get people out on a Friday night in the D.C. area. You know, it's traffic and coming from work, you're not going to have a chance to go home. And, you know, College Park is kind of notorious for game day traffic, so that's probably part of the equation. But I think by Friday night you should have a pretty full crowd. It's a blackout night, everybody wearing black in the stands, so it should be pretty electric.
Well, you mentioned I think it's safe to say in the Loxley era this is the biggest game that the Terps have played. Am I right saying that?
By far, yes. I mean, the thing is they beat Penn State last year, so that's the biggest win by far, but that was during an abbreviated season. Penn State was having a down. I mean, it was a huge win for Maryland either way, but you know, that one game wasn't an opportunity to really, you know, to get back in the national rankings, to have everybody paying attention to you. So yeah, you're absolutely right. This is by far Mike Loxley's biggest game at Maryland.
Tungavaloa, harder to remember how to pronounce or spell.
Yeah, you know, it took me, I don't want to admit how long it took me to get the spelling down to where I don't have to look it up. Harder to spell, but harder to also defend this year. He's off to an incredible start. You know, the numbers that Pro Football Focus, which seems to be, you know, the Bible now for college football data, they have him as the best quarterback in the country so far. He's got, I believe it's 10 touchdowns and one interception, the one interception coming on a ball that bounced off a receiver's hand. So he's been extremely accurate and poised. And, you know, again, like the program, this is also a chance for him to break out on the national level. This game is
76% completed passes. And you were right, 10 touchdowns and only one interception, over 1,300 yards. Now, he's not doing it by himself. He's got a very talented receiving core. Probably a high-round draft choice in Demas, but he's got guys to throw to.
He does. Demas, you mentioned, is number one in the Big Ten in receptions and receiving yards. About 6'3", very athletic, fast. I think he's moving up on NFL boards. I don't think he's, you know, he might not end up being quite that Stephon Diggs or DJ Moore level, the two stars Maryland has produced, two receiver stars in recent years, but he's really good. You have Rakim Jarrett, a sophomore who was a five-star recruit of Maryland, flipped from LSU on signing day a couple years ago. He's been excellent as well. He's one of the top probably 10 receivers. And then there's a pretty deep core of guys behind them who are very capable as well. So, you know, it's their deepest receiver core that they've had in years.
Jeff, as you know, Iowa's offense has not been as dynamic as the defense by any means. I want you to address the Maryland defense, which is going to be out with one of its without one of its best players, linebacker Brandon Jennings. So, clue us in on Maryland's defense and how that will impact the game.
The defense has been really good so far. They're giving up 14.3 points per game. Obviously, not against top level. I mean, West Virginia is a solid win. The rest were not against top level opponents by any stretch, but. You know, it's a much better defense than they've had in recent years. I think their defensive backs are probably their best unit. They're really experienced, really good in coverage. The loss of Brandon Jennings is big. He actually was starting because their original starter there, Banaje Gote, was injured. So now you're down to your third string there. So they're pretty inexperienced. They've been getting a lot of they've been recruiting well at the position. So they've got talented guys there, but they don't have a lot of experience. Defensive line, they do have a lot of experience, a lot of size, so that's a strength. So I would say, you know, that linebacker unit is the biggest question. And like you said, Iowa's offense hasn't been super explosive so far, but Kirk Ferentz always finds a way to surprise me every time I watch him.
Well, the big battle is going to be between the Maryland offense and the Iowa defense. And this is going to be one of the bigger challenges that Iowa's had so far, certainly, as far as the season is concerned. How big is it, I think, for Maryland to get off to a good start? Score first, maybe put the onus on the Iowa offense.
That's a great point. You know, this is a team that has not been here before. So getting off to a quick start would give them that confidence. You know, maybe not think about things falling apart. Last time they were in a position like this to grab, you know, undefeated, grab a huge win at home against Penn State, they got blown out. And blown out is putting it kindly, so maybe that's in the back of their head. So, yeah, it would be really big for them, I think, confidence-wise, just as an inexperienced group to get off to a quick start.
Jeff, what's the background on Mike Locksley attracting Tagovailoa to Maryland? Was it because of him having been to Alabama and a relationship with Tua, or how did that happen?
Yeah, that was exactly it. So, Talia was a true freshman the year that Locksley was the offensive coordinator there. So he did work with him. He was not the starter by any stretch. He only played in a few games, but Locksley was his offensive coordinator. And Dan Enos, who is now Maryland's offensive coordinator, was the quarterback's coach. But it was that relationship. Locksley has a great relationship with the family. They trusted him. They saw an opportunity to play where Maryland really hasn't been able to get a good quarterback in there for a while. So it came down to that trust factor from Alabama.
What was the outlook for Maryland going into the year, Jeff? What would have been, you know, a good year for Maryland football? And have the expectations changed now with the start?
Yeah, the odds makers set their wins total at 5.5. They should obviously get past that now, barring a complete collapse. I think among the fans, I think 7 wins would be, people would have all been happy with that, just given how things have gone. They haven't been to a bowl game in a while. The program's really struggled. So I would say most people wanted to see them have a winning record. Anything beyond that would be great. Now, obviously, when you get to this point, you're 4-0 with, you know, kind of a national game of the week opportunity ahead of you. Expectations change. I think, you know, people obviously would love to see them get to 8 wins or 7 wins, but the schedule now, I saw, going back to Pro Football Focus, they ranked their remaining schedule second toughest in the country. So, you know, it looks good now, but it's going to get a lot harder.
You referred to recruiting, and we talked about Mike Locksley's relationship with the quarterback. What has Locksley's approach been since he arrived at Maryland? How is he able to attract many good football players?
Well, the first thing is he's got a ton of relationships in the area. He grew up in D.C. This is his third time working at Maryland. It's his dream, always has been his dream job as a head coach. So he's kind of a godfather of recruiting in the area. He's been the top local recruiter for many years, you know, at each of his stops, Illinois, Florida. And then, you know, he's also got a lot of relationships down south from his time at Florida and Alabama. So while people really tended to focus on his local recruiting, a lot of the best players he's gone and gotten have been guys from other places, like the Brandon Jennings, who we mentioned, 4-star linebacker. Last year, he got the number 2 linebacker in the country, Terrence Lewis from Miami. And, you know, a lot of these names that I'm mentioning are not from the area. So he's kind of expanded his recruiting portfolio. Recruits really like him. You know, he's a very genuine guy. And, you know, with that many years in the business, he's just managed to leverage his relationships to where they're recruiting at a pretty high level.
Pretty much, you mentioned the fact just a little bit ago that this is Mike Locksley's dream job. If things continue to go well for Maryland, do you not see him leaving, putting down some roots as far as College Park is concerned, staying around for a while?
Honestly, I can't imagine him leaving for an NFL head coach. Maybe that's the only way, if that came along at some point, but a college job, I can't really see him leaving for any college job in the country. He's a D.C. guy all the way. He grew up going to Maryland games as a kid. He's always wanted the job. He's obviously not, you know, as young as he once was, so there's not that ambition to climb up the ladder necessarily. So, yeah, I don't see him going anywhere, you know, on his own choice.
Jeff, how do you see this game playing out? As I researched this game this week, people like Iowa, people like Maryland, people like the over, people like the under. What say you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's in the 20s, the low 20s. The team, probably the winning team, maybe in that 21 or 24 area. Two really good defenses. Iowa's offense obviously still hasn't busted out quite yet, but, you know, I see it as a low 20s kind of game, most likely.
I think this whole thing revolves around Tagovailoa and how he's going to play in this game, because I was seeing Brock Purdy, certainly very good quarterback, probably not the athlete that that this gentleman is, and we'll see if he gives the Hawkeye defense the most fits that they have seen all year.
He is a good athlete, you're right, and he's gotten better this year at tap dancing around in the pocket. He really knows how to buy time. He's gotten more awareness, maybe a little quick sometimes to try to escape the rush when it's not there. But yeah, it's hard to say anything negative about how he's played so far. But Iowa, you know, should by far be the best defense that he's seen. So, you know, it's not going to be as it's hard to imagine it's going to be as high flying as it has been so far.
Yeah. Hey Jeff, Scott and I kind of bemoan the fact Friday night games cut into high school sports. We come from a high school background. Is that a big deal in Maryland, Friday night games?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. I think it's, you know, especially for the coaching staff, they would like to have every recruit in the area at this game. It's a huge game. It's going to be a great atmosphere. And because it's on Friday night, most of those guys will be playing and won't be able to come to the game or even watch it on TV. And it's the second time in 3 weeks Maryland's playing on a Friday night. Locksley kind of jabbed at the Big Ten about that the other day. I don't think he's thrilled about it. I mean, it's, on one hand, it's a good chance to be on the national spotlight, really no other games on, but on the other, it hurts you with the high school sports and recruits.
True. Hey, before we let go, the million-dollar question we always have to ask, what uniforms will Maryland be wearing Friday night?
I think they're going all black, it sounds like.
Oh, well, of course, with the blackout. Why didn't I come up with
exactly.
that? Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be fun. All right. Hey, Jeff, appreciate it. Thanks for the insight. Continue the great work at 24/7, and always good to talk with you.
Thanks. Anytime, guys.
All right. Jeff Ehrman joining us. Covers the Maryland Terrapins for 24/7 Sports here at 349. We will take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America wrap up, plus some – we got – correspondence here to talk about with bowling. And we'll do that when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
How real do I give it?
So real.
How real do I give it?
So real.
So real that Caesars will give you some authentic NFL gear when you bet $100 in September. So download the app and get live in-game betting, parlays, Caesars rewards, and some authentic NFL gear. I'm an official sponsor of the NFL, people!
Must be 21. Offer valid in Iowa only and for new and existing users who opt into this offer. Jersey awarded as a gift card. Options may vary. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class 351. The world is wondering about Bowling Night in America from last night. This Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Mark, it was supposed to be, you know, like Ali Frazier 4, things like that last night, the return of the triumphant return of Pen Pals versus Rusty Nails. It didn't happen. It did not happen.
Is that your breaking news? The official press release from Vice Captain Justin?
That is correct. Should I read the press release or some of it anyway?
Please do. You got the breaking news?
I don't. Ba-ba-boom.
Sounder?
There you go.
Okay. All right.
The official Pen Pal press release, which, by the way, is very difficult to say. We would like to apologize to the Rusty Nails and the Pen Pal Fanatics for the disheartening turn of events last night. They did have a couple of folks that were in close contact, contract traced, as far as with a positive COVID test. So for the betterment of the league, and thank you guys. They decided to sit last night out, even though they are fully vaccinated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We opted to skip the epic matchup with the Nails that we know tens of people look forward to two or three times a year. You may be overestimating that. Unfortunately, the jacket possession will need to be determined on a makeup night. Stay tuned. Yes, the Pen Pals will make up the night. Justin and the rest of the folks, I can tell you that unless you trip, fall over on your way to the approach several times, you are going to probably get 25 points.
Well, Justin and Pen Pals, we heartily accept that press release and those sentiments. Hopefully everyone is well. And, you certainly will have an advantage whenever you choose to make up that game last night for two reasons. Number one, you will be bowling on a different pattern than our guys had to bowl last night.
And it was a tough one.
And we may have to address that in the future, but no excuses. Maybe the most pitiful exhibition of bowling last night by the Rusty Nails in team history. So you have no excuses. Get 25, 30 points, and we'll see you next time. Bring the jacket.
Yeah, it was a triple bogey coming out of the chute. Let's just say that. It was a triple bogey coming out of the chute. I don't even know how many total pins. We didn't get 1,000 in the first game with our handicap. Let's just put it that way. Let's put it that way, Justin. If you don't get 10 in the first game, then, again, you fell down, and several of your teammates fell down on their way to approach or fouled several times. If you don't get 10 points in the first game, you have no excuse, because I think our high game was like 174. We had a 200-plus bowler not get a 500 last night. We will not name names. We will not name names.
Well, again, we wish the Pen Pals the best of luck health-wise, and you won't have to do much to win this match whenever that takes place, but we will be at it again next week. And we'll see if we can do a bit better and try to change that pattern. But we don't have high bowlers of the week. We have not received that information yet from leaguesecretary.com, the National Clearinghouse for Bowling. But I trust there were some decent games last night, Scott.
Grillworks got 3 last night. So we may be in that ballpark with them.
Ah.
So, yeah, thank you guys for the update. So there you go. Yeah, the Clearinghouse a little bit behind today. So we'll get that to you coming up tomorrow, who had the high game, high series, et cetera, et cetera. But our thanks to Tom and the staff, everybody, the night crew as well at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop by the pro shop and stop on by for some open bowling. Still time for you and your friends to join a league as well. Just inquire at May City. Phone number, Mark?
Yes, 362-0136. You can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com. Go ahead and stop in the pro shop. Say hi to Andy. And you know what? If you have an opportunity, grab a couple tenderloins. Highly recommended.
We may have to. I mean, if we're getting to the point now where we may have to institute the P word. We may have to institute a team-wide practice at some point.
Man, I'm glad you're captain, because that ain't going to sit well when I'm captain.
You are right. I don't think that was the worst game we have ever bowled last night. Yeah, it's only going up.
Jalen Hurts said the other night at Dallas, just got to flush it.
We did flush it. We flushed it afterwards last night.
I bet you did.
Indeed. All right. We've got the Jags and the Bengals coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock, 1600 AM, 102.3, as well as 106.3 FM. Twins and the Tigers at 6 on 107.5 FM. I will be out at Kingston tonight on CRM Live Sports for the Washington Clear Creek Amana game, and that will be on the air at 7:15. Check it out at CRM Live Sports on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Coming up tomorrow, the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. We'll dive into Iowa and Maryland a little bit more, and we'll talk about the college football and pro football slate as well for the weekend. We'll do that on the Friday edition of the program. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Spencer, Andrew, thank you very much. Yeoman's work today. Appreciate it. And Mark, we will talk tomorrow at 3.
Look forward to it. Talk to you then, Scott.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class presented by Tobacco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at tobacco.com. We'll talk with you tomorrow once again at 3.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So your headlights are getting dim? With the seasons changing, now's a great time to change them. Upgrading your headlights can ensure you'll be safe and ready to handle darkness and fog. Oh, and we recommend replacing